Welcome to the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. Over the past 20 years, I've worked in beauty, luxury, corporate, and service-driven industries. I created the opportunity in these careers and in my own businesses that allowed me to travel the world, experience once-in-a-lifetime events, and build brands while providing my expertise to clients all around the globe. Life is short, and when you're given a second chance, you better believe I'm going to take it, celebrate it, and share it with you. This show is intended to elevate your mind, upgrade your business, enhance your life, and become part of a positive and uplifting community. If you are ready to take your business and life to that next level you deserve to be at, this is the show for you. Inspiration, motivation, and determination are what got me to where I am today. Tune in every week to hear from myself, other entrepreneurs, professional patients, small business owners, and fellow podcasters who will be featured on the show. I'm here to remind you to work hard, share your story, follow your dreams, and never, ever give up. Thanks for taking the time to subscribe to the Happy Workaholic Podcast. Today's episode starts now. Hello, hello, and happy new year. Happy 2021. Today is Monday, January 4th. I've been up since 3 something this morning. I don't know about you, but sometimes if you wake up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom and then you just can't fall back asleep, you're like, why not just stay up? That was today. So here we are. I've been banging out so much work. I feel super productive. But for some reason, of course, because I'm recording, my voice is groggy. So I just want to apologize for that. And also, my plan was to record a live episode for you on the 1st, send out an email to my newsletter list on the 1st as well. But as I mentioned in the last 2 episodes, I had a bunch of projects. And what happened was my photo organizing situation turned into a whole 42 years worth of shit purging situation. So on Friday, I actually purged and cleaned and shredded and threw away so much stuff. It literally took me like 9 hours. It was insane. My roommate was like, how are you like throwing, where is this trash coming from? Because I'm so organized. And I'm like, I'm throwing away the organized stuff. Like, it's just too much. This whole year, you know, everybody's talking about the word of the year and what they plan on doing. And like, I've written so many blog posts about this and done podcast episodes on this. And my brain was just like done. I literally couldn't figure out like what I wanted to do, how I wanted to do it, where, like all the things. So I just needed time. So what happened was I did all of that on Friday. And then Saturday, I ended up doing all of my end of month, all of my end of year, and I just was doing my security backups, my logistics, my external hard drives, wiping my computer for the new year, like all of that fun stuff. That was like a 12-hour day. Yesterday, same thing. However, I was finally inspired. I was finally motivated. I finally was able to get everything done for my content, for my calendars, for my marketing, my pitching, like literally all the fun things that I love doing for my business that usually just comes flying out of my mouth or goes right to my brain. Like, I never usually have a problem. And for some reason I was stuck, and I realized why. It's because I'm such an empath, and I just had like this bad like energy. Like, I needed to clean house before I like started a new year. So that's exactly what I did. So if you still need help in that department, I invite you to go visit episode 249, which is all about power of list making and manifesting. You definitely need a list. I'm going to tell you that. Half my friends, like, it drives them nuts because they're like, you and your damn list. I'm like, listen, you write shit down, it's going to happen. And then they come back and they say, okay, you're right. Episode 250 was all about how you can protect your energy in 2021. So I want to share with you some of the things that I've been doing, and it's probably going to take another week. I have so many freaking email accounts on my phone. I would really like to take a lot of those off. So throughout the week, what I'm doing is I'm leaving them there, and anything important that comes through, I'm changing the email address and then getting them off my phone. So I think I'm going to eliminate 3 email addresses. So annoying, but it's something I'm working on. And something else is that I unsubscribed from so many emails, and I'm going to give myself a week to do that because it's the first, you know, first week of the year. Some good content comes out, some not. And I really want to be selective on who I'm following, what I'm reading. This year is the first year in 5 years that I haven't been sick, I haven't been misdiagnosed, and I haven't gone through legal battles. So it's like I literally just got my life back. And it's so crazy. Like, I don't even know how to put it into words, but I'm just like a different human. I think differently. I want new vibes. I want new energy. I want a new business. I want new friends. I want new clients. I want new brands. Like, I've already written all this down, so I know it's happening, but like, I just want a whole new life. And I'm very grateful because I have that opportunity to have one. So I'm unsubscribing from emails. I'm unfollowing so many people. I just don't want to look at shit that like I don't need to be looking at. I just want to keep my head down and focus on what I want out of this quarter and this year. And speaking of quarter, I'm going to get into that in a minute. But if you are feeling the negative vibes on the internet, and for somebody that lives online, you really need to take time to go into your accounts and unsubscribe. One of my friends just friended me on Facebook, and I screenshot it. I'm like, is this really you? Because my account got hacked. And she said, yeah, it really is. Please accept my friendship, because she needed like all new positive vibes on her Facebook. So she started a new personal Facebook. And I was like, good for you. I don't know if I can do that with my personal, but I did do a lot of unfollowing and unsubscribing. I woke up this morning to a whole new feed, especially on Instagram, to a lot more followers, which is crazy. And it's just like a whole new energy, a whole new vibe. And that is what I'm all about. That is what I'm looking for. That's what I want to be a part of. And that's that. So if you haven't done those little annoying, tedious tasks, I highly suggest you do that. Now, when it comes to my end of month numbers and expenses and just taxes and all the shit I used to hate doing, it actually kind of like 90% was enjoyable for me this time, because I'm like, holy shit, let's cut this area of spending. So I cut so many expenses off. Last night was my last DoorDash delivery because, first of all, I'm PMSing and I really wanted a turkey burger. So I got it delivered, and it was like my little treat for working like 24 something hours in the last 2 days. But I'm focusing on so many things this year that, because of the pandemic, well, that's not even an excuse. It just didn't happen last year. I shouldn't even say that. So I'm really focusing hard on that this year, which I'm also going to get into. So if you are somebody that needs to track your expenses, your social media stats, anything like that, I've created a free Excel document. You just need to go to thehappyworkaholic.com, sign up for my newsletter, and it will immediately get emailed to you. I've said this on a number of podcasts, but where the subject is, so for example, the columns that I have are labeled Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, LinkedIn, all that. You can take those words out and add in mortgage, expenses, daycare, you know, like anything that makes sense in your life. Or if you're somebody that works online like me, keep them. I have expenses and brands and just all these things listed out. So if that's something that you're into, go ahead and grab that. It's completely free. You can change it and make it yours. It's just something that keeps me organized. I went through every single avenue of expenses and write-offs and things I've spent money on and things for my business I can eliminate. And I've cut my cost tremendously. I am not about to blow any money this year. I'm obsessed with upping my credit, which I'm going to get into in a minute. And I am just gung-ho about like finally getting my damn life back. So literally the whole weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I finally wrapped up my month, my year, literally everything. Now, yesterday I was able to do all my calendars. So normally what I do is I plan out my entire year. And as I said earlier, my brain just like stopped working and the creativity part of it like wasn't available for me for a couple weeks, which is so annoying. But I'm like, I'm just going to relax and it's going to come to me. Like, I wasn't even stressed out about it, where my old self would be like, what the hell? Like, I need to map out my day, my week, my month, my year. I'm only doing a quarter of the year at a time right now, because that's all I could come up with. And I'm totally okay with that. My new motto is go slow, although that's going to be hard for me, but I'm just telling myself to relax and it's just going to come naturally and stop putting so much pressure on myself and just do a quarter of the year at a time. So I'm going to be releasing so much content on my TikTok in regards to productivity and my planning and my calendars and my marketing and my content and all of that fun stuff. So stay tuned. I posted one this morning about how I map out my planner. Everything is color coded. I do the same thing for my year at a glance that hangs on my wall. I also have another calendar that's all about marketing and my funnels and my repurposing schedule. And then my other calendar is all about brands and pitching and collabs and all that fun stuff. So this is just my, and I'm going to be sharing every single ounce of this on my TikTok. So you can find me at The Happy Workaholic. I already mapped out an entire month of content for TikTok as well as everywhere else, because it just like came pouring out of me, and I'm the repurposing queen, and I'm also the queen of organization and productivity, if you haven't realized that yet. It's the only way that I can function. If there's shit messy all around me, like, it doesn't work. If I'm trying to lose weight and my food's like all over the place, it doesn't work. I have to have my meals prepped. I have to have a menu in advance. And I think a lot of this, I mean, I was always like this as a kid, but I think just working in the yachting industry, everything was so like OCD organized that I really took a lot of, I kept a lot of that with me, but it just works for me. And I take so much pride in being like the most organized person on the planet. So I want to share with you and everybody else that's following me online, like, how you can find your own way. Because I don't want to tell you, like, go to Target and get your highlighters, like on today's video, like I said, like, go grab your favorite highlighters, but you might want to highlight in Trello or something digitally. I'm just sharing my way so that you can take pieces of it and make it your own, just like the Excel document I was talking about. So I want to really share more of those tips and tricks that I use, because that's the number one thing people are always asking me for. And the reason why I'm able to do more of this in this year is because I've decided to be very selective with the clients that I work with for the year. I'm choosing to work with more brands over more actual clients, launching podcasts and coaching and producing and all of that, to allow myself more time, money, and energy as well, so that I can create more content and show you and others that follow me online how I got to where I am and how I am organized and how I create content and how I repurpose and how I build a business and how I build a brand. I haven't been able to have time to do videos because I was working on so many different projects, but now I'm just allowing myself more time to create, and I really, really miss physical products. So I've been working on something for a year and a half now that is going to be launching in April. I have something else in, well, I have something in March, April, and June so far. I'm going to try to do one every quarter, but I think it's going to be done ahead of time, which I mean is amazing, but I'm such a perfectionist, so who knows? And I also am like the worst at keeping secrets. So, and now I have the hiccups because I just pounded my iced coffee before I started recording for you guys. If you ever want to hear my inside news first, you need to sign up for my newsletter. So you can do that at thehappyworkaholic.com. Going back into the quarter, planning my quarter, I'm actually going to have another video soon this week on TikTok about how I color code that and how I give myself goals and what all those colors stand for. And you can, again, take that, make it your own, and create a way that keeps you organized and on your toes. And I'm not just talking about business. I'm talking about for your household, managing a house. I was a nanny for years. I was a PA for years. I manage households. I manage super yachts. And I've taken so many things from all of these areas of my life to create them in a way that helps me run a successful business. So it's my job to now share it with you guys so that you can figure out your own way where you feel comfortable. I don't like anything digital except for Trello. I like to write everything down. Half of it is because of my memory, but I really just enjoy like putting on my music. I had the same playlist over and over and over again yesterday, all instrumental. It's usually involving piano, and that's where my brain is just like on fire. And so that's what helped me do all of my work yesterday. And it was, again, like a 12 and a half hour day. And I can't even, I only slept like 3 or 4 hours. No, I think I went to bed at like 11. I was up at 3 something. I woke up to do another sound bath and I couldn't sleep. And I'm like, I'm just going to get up and have an early day and an early night. Because once I feel like that, I just like getting ahead of the day. So, and I've always spoken about the Before 5 a.m. Club by Duncan. Shoot, I forgot his name. Anyway, if you look on Instagram, it's Before 5 a.m. And I'm going to do that this week because I just feel like I need it. And I am on a mission to get super healthy and lose the weight that I've been trying to lose and like really just put my own systems in place for me to be healthier and lose the weight. And waking up earlier would just be one of those. So going back to yesterday, I literally organized every single thing for my business and I felt so good at the end of the day. And I'm going to, again, be sharing all of those videos like per calendar and per system all on my TikTok, which I'm so excited about. So while working with more brands, I'm able to pull back on one-on-one clients and, you know, be really selective so that I can just create more content and create products and create programs and create services. And I have so many things in the works for this year and they've been in the works for a number of years and I just haven't had the time or I haven't had the mindset that was in the right spot. I didn't have the finishing products, like end results of some things that I needed to move forward with these things, which are programs, products, and services. That's all I can say right now. But if you want to get the news first, again, sign up for my newsletter. So what else? I wanted to talk to you guys about repurposing your content, especially if you are a podcaster. It is so, so important. I literally mapped out 30 days worth of repurposing for all of my episodes for the whole internet where I am located. You don't want to keep posting the same episode over and over again, but how are you going to get more downloads? How are you going to get more brand deals? How are you going to get more sponsorships and listeners and collaborations? You need to constantly be repurposing your content. So I'm going to be sharing that on TikTok as well. And I basically, like, long story short, just flip my shows on the opposite calendar and then share them to different avenues on the internet, meaning Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, all that fun stuff on opposite days. So it's not pushing out the same exact content every single day because that's super annoying for your followers seeing the same shit over and over again. They're going to stop contacting you and talking to you and it's just annoying because they've already heard the show. You know what I mean? So you want to repurpose old stuff and you want to repurpose new stuff. So you got to mix it up. So I have a whole marketing funnel and a whole repurposing marketing funnel and all of that that I've created using If This Then That, which I've talked about a million times. If you scroll back, there's so many episodes where I talk about that app and I've developed my own applets in their system because I upgraded to a pro account a couple of months ago. I swear I've been using this app for like almost 4 years now. I'm pretty sure I am since my podcast launched. It's got to be at least 3 years. But now I'm developing my own recipes. I cannot wait for them to partner with TikTok. That's the only thing I'm missing out on. But when it comes to goals and mapping all of that out on my calendars, I literally am only taking it. Some things I have for the year, like my weight loss, I want to lose 10 pounds every month. That's totally doable. The only thing I need to do is stop ordering DoorDash, do a lot less drinking and work out. I haven't been working out like I should. And that right there is 2.5 pounds a week. It's very simple. And I don't do anything crazy. I don't pop pills. I don't do the drinks. I literally eat everything you see on my Instagram because I meal prep. And whatever I'm craving, I get. Like last night, I got an amazing turkey burger. And it was enjoyable. This week, I'm like half prepped, but it's all about the greens. I love greens. If you don't love greens, find a way to get them into your food. But I have this kale, I forget the name of it, that I'm juicing with. It is so green. It's a little bit tart, but it just is so good. But I've always been somebody that loves kale and hates spinach. And I have so many friends that are the opposite. And then I also love green beans. I can eat those things raw all day with like homemade hummus. It's so good. Yesterday I did my protein powder with pumpkin and my gluten-free oatmeal. And it was salty and horrible. For some reason, I thought that I would love that because I used to eat it all the time. Your taste buds change. I was like, ew, this is so gross. I'm never doing that again. Stick to the protein shakes. Like, I am always going to keep it 100% with you because I would never, I mean, even with my cookbook, like I went through so many recipes just for cookies, just for shakes and anything. I feel like when it comes to anything sweet, although the other night I made sugar-free vanilla pudding, the Jell-O sugar-free vanilla pudding, and with 2 cups of my homemade almond milk, and it's a lot thicker and it sets in 5 minutes and it's freaking delicious. And you can even add like coconut in there, like shredded coconut or like dark chocolate shavings or whatever you want. It's like super healthy. So that's my goal for the year. The only one I have really for the entire year mapped out is 10 pounds every month. It's totally doable. I just need to like get my shit together and like stay on track. This year, that wasn't the case. So I want to share with you some of my goals and have some amazing announcements when I'm done. At the end of this episode, I wanted to share with you, so sit tight. But my goals I'm going to share with you now to, one, hold myself accountable, and two, just to share with you because you can see them online as well. And they're like super exciting. So January, my goal is to get over 1,000 followers on TikTok. That is my goal. So if we are not connected on TikTok, I would love for us to be connected. You can find me at The Happy Workaholic. February's goal, I have a brand new cover coming out for my book. And if you listen to the last episode, it's literally because I was having such a problem printing my book. The pages, like it was a hot mess. And the only way to avoid that happening over and over again, or because it's out of my control with the printing company, is to change my book. And I was livid. I was so annoyed. And then at the end of the day, I love, love this book. It's going out. I'm going to share it first with my email list today. And I'm going to share it with them. And you are going to see it hopefully soon. But my goal is it should be live on all the retailers in about a week or so. And the exciting news about that is that also I decided to drop the price for the ebook to $9.99. So I did it last night. That actually goes into effect with all the retailers on January 8th. That's Friday. So if you're interested in the ebook, I took, it was $15 and now it's $9.99. I just felt like I needed to do that for the new year. I don't know why. And when I feel something, I just do it. So there you go. And then for February, my goal is to finally get on Target's website. Target takes so long to pick up your book. My ebook launched October 1st. The paperback launched November 1st. Then the holiday shit show arrived, plus the pandemic, all of that. And now I'm like, wow, everything happens for a reason. Because what if Target got the shitty cover with the shitty print job and all of that? They never would have picked it up again. So I'm kind of excited about that because now they can pick up the new book and then I can go into Target's and I can sign my book and you guys can find them because I'm going to post all of that on my Instagram and my TikTok. But going into stores signing books is kind of hard during the pandemic, but I've already talked to Barnes & Noble and they're going to set up here in San Diego a local author table for me where I can go in and sign the books and stamp them. And I'm so grateful and excited about that. I've also talked to other independent bookstores and crystal stores and other local stores here in North County, San Diego, where I live. They're going to pick up my book. So I'm just giving myself February 1st because I need to still upload the proof today, get the final approval. That takes 1 to 2 1 to 3 days. then it's going to take about a week and a half for me to get the new proof. And then they need to replace my two cases that were damaged. So I'm giving myself February 1st for the new cover, be inside Target. I'm so excited. Finally, see, everything happens for a reason. I just need to saying, call my jets. That's not right. That's definitely not right. I forget what it is, but anyway, I get all worked up and I was like, why is this happening to me? But now Target can have my brand new cover. And you guys, I love it. I actually love it. I was like, wow, it looks so different. So in March, like I said, I have March and April, I have goals to launch. One is a product, one is a program, and then / kind of service. So stay tuned for that. That's all I can say on those, but I've been working on them for a really long time. And it's things that people are always asking me for, but now I'm giving myself the time to actually finally finalize them in the new year. Something else I talked about earlier, and then also in the last two episodes of 2020, is my credit. I'm obsessed with getting the perfect score of credit this year. So each month, not the whole year, but right now, just the first quarter, I want to give myself 25 points, increase it 25 points minimum each month. So I'm doing a bunch of things to help me do that, which I'm super excited about. And my problem is I just didn't have credit. So that makes your credit score go down. And I have other friends I was talking to, they had great credit and then they got furloughed and they have a mortgage and they're paying all these bills, but they don't have credit cards. So it's like, you don't have credit. And then we get penalized. It's not fair. But anyway, so I finally have credit and I'm finally doing all these steps and making this a priority because March 1st is my plan to buy a brand new car. Actually, I might lease, I'm on the fence. I don't know. And I don't even know what I want, but I just know that March 1st is my goal to do that. And I also want to create new series for you guys for the show and all new content. So if there's something specifically you would like to hear about, learn more on for the show, because I'm still in limbo. I have a lot of things spread out all over the place for the quarter for the show, but I want to hear from you guys. So if you're not already in the Happy Workaholic Network community over on Facebook, come on over and join us. And then I have something big that is happening with the show coming very, very soon. So if you are not, I'm announcing it on the Happy Workaholic Podcast Instagram, which I've had for years and I've never posted once. I just opened it and then, it's really overwhelming when you're doing everything. And I just keep everything on my main page, the Happy Workaholic. But go over there, give me a follow, and you can follow me as well if we're not already connected. But that's where the announcement is going out first. And it could be this week, could be next week, but I'm really, really excited to share this. So let me know. And if you guys haven't listened on Audible yet, all episodes are available on Audible. You can even review the show there now. So that's the only other place other than Apple Podcasts where you can review the show. Again, if you haven't yet left a review, I would love, love, love it if you did. It really helps me figure out more content, but you know where to find me online, everywhere, The Happy Workaholic. You can send me a DM, you can send me an email, you can text message me. My number's always in the show notes, and just let me know what you want to hear more on, or if you want me to film a specific TikTok video or showcase a recipe on my Instagram stories, whatever the case is, just let me know. And I'm just looking at my notes and I think that's it. Other than my content calendars, which I'm going to be filming on TikTok so you can actually see them, because every highlighter has a color. There's a purpose for it in my planner. And I do the same thing, hiccups again, with my markers, the color-coded markers that I use for my laminated year at a glance. So I'm going to physically show you that. It's very hard. Oh my God, I can't stop hiccuping. Probably because I talk so fast. That's why I need to go slow. That's my new motto for 2021. Slow the F down. So hopefully that will get rid of my hiccups. But I just wanted to come on and wish you a happy new year, share with you why I wasn't here on the first, why I didn't show up in your inbox if you get my newsletter on the first, because I needed to clear the energy, clear the room, literally clear my office, literally, and get all my content and my year and my scheduling and repurposing and all that stuff together. Right now, I'm going to be focusing on a lot more of podcasting and production and, of course, productivity, personal development, always, publishing, coaching, and consulting. Those are the topics on my website, on my TikTok, on my Medium, literally everywhere. Something I did at like 5 a.m. because I was up so early was I finally updated my photo, updated my headliner images, updated my bios, a couple tweaks on my website, but I'm doing a complete rebrand. So that's something else I'm working on for probably the second quarter. But those are just like little things that just need to be done. So if you have like these little tedious tasks, wake up earlier, have a checklist before you go to bed, and then just check them off and you're going to feel so, so good. So that's what I've been up to. That's what's coming. As far as this show, I'm not sure what day I want to push out the episodes because it used to always be on Fridays for years. And then when I started putting out series, I would always do the series with my guests on Wednesdays and then my solo shows on Fridays. And then sometimes I would do both on Wednesday. And then throughout the Everything is Messy series that I was recording solo over the last 3 months, which if you haven't listened to those episodes, it's all about my book. Each chapter is in an episode. And I don't know. I don't know what day. I'm kind of into like putting out a new episode on a Monday now. I don't know. So let me know what you think. Tag me if you listen to the show on Instagram at The Happy Workaholic, or you can now tag at The Happy Workaholic Podcast as well. And let me know. I mean, with audio, it doesn't really matter because you're going to listen to it whenever. So like, are you really waiting for the next episode or are you just binging when you have time? So for me, I feel like it doesn't really matter because nobody's ever told me like any different. I've never heard anybody say any different. So I don't know. I'm kind of into like putting out a new episode on a Monday. Something else, excuse me. No, I'm like groggy and losing my voice. This is so strange. Something else I wanted to share is that I have very specific office hours for people that request my time. So meetings with clients, meeting with brands, meeting with PR agencies, anything. I'm only available 12 to 4 Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So I updated my Calendly link. So if you click the link in my Instagram bio, you'll see I updated everything there on my link tree. And it's just so much easier to allow yourself more time because each day I put out a different piece of content on a different platform and then I repurpose it. Each day I have different tasks for my clients. So Monday I do a lot of writing. Tuesdays and Wednesdays I do a lot of production work. So when it comes to Friday I like to have an easy day because I've gone hard all week, right? So Fridays I like to follow up with everybody, end my week on a high note, prepare my next week in advance because Saturday and Sunday, I'm usually repurposing all the episodes and content that has gone out during the week. And then I'll do like more fun videos on TikTok. That's my plan, but that's my schedule. I always have a schedule of what kind of content, what kind of day, what I do on certain days. So I'm kind of liking the podcast to go out on Monday with my solo shows. And then if you guys have any guests that you would like to hear from? I am working on a few series right now. I've been writing a lot, so my wheels are spinning and I've been in talks with a number of people, but it's not quite put together. So if you have any ideas for me, if there's something again that you want to hear on or if hear from a specific guest, let me know. But I just wanted to share with you everything that I've been up to and hopefully it helps you, you know, eliminate the chaos of your life and get more organized and be more productive. And the first week of the new year, I feel everybody's like on fire and then they crash. But you have to have systems in place so that you're organized throughout the whole week, the whole month, the whole quarter, the whole year. So just take it one step at a time. If you can only do 1 week at a time, that's totally fine. Like I said, I've always had the year mapped out And right now I have the quarter, with the exception of a couple things I know for sure throughout the year. But that's it. And I'm totally fine with it. I'm just creating and writing and spending more time creating content and videos. That's something I have not been able to do the last year, is film all the content. So I have lists and lists and lists of content for all my social media channels, which I can finally take care of. And I'm so excited. So that also means full hair and makeup every day. And I haven't done that in so long. Thank God for Instagram filters, but now I gotta really show up. So actually do my face. So I think that's all I have for you guys today. Thank you for listening. If you're listening on Audible, thank you so much. I'm looking at my stats every single day, and wow, thank you. I really appreciate it. Please, when you have like 2 seconds, if you're on Audible or if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, leave me a review, rate, review, subscribe to the show, because when you do subscribe to the show, you'll get notified when the next episode will go live. And then just to recap, on January 8th, the ebook will be reduced in price. It will go into effect then. It will be $9.99. So you can grab it anywhere where you buy your ebooks. Barnes & Noble, Kindle, Apple Books, Amazon, a bunch of other places. And then hopefully no later than February 1st, the brand new paperback will be up. So that's just, you know, welcome to the world of self-publishing, which I'm going to be doing a lot more videos on as well. So check out the changes that I made on my social media pages. There's a couple little tweaks on my website. I actually took a lot of stuff down. That felt good too. And that's it. So I hope you guys had a great holiday weekend. I hope that all this information helps. I record these shows every single week so that I can share with you what's working for me, so that hopefully you can take some tips and tricks and implement them and make them your own into your own life. Same thing with all my recipes. So that's it. I hope you have a wonderful Monday, a great week, and I will be back soon. Your time is so valuable, and I really appreciate you carving out a little piece of your day to listen to today's episode. If you liked this one, please share it with someone who you feel needs to hear this message. And don't forget to tag me at The Happy Workaholic on Facebook and Instagram so I can feature you on my stories. Listening on Apple Podcasts? I would love it if you would leave me a review on today's show. Your input means so much and also helps me create more of the content you'll love. Want to continue today's conversation? You can join us in the Happy Workaholic Network Facebook group. Simply answer the questions and you're in. For more information on myself and to get the latest in business, LinkedIn, organizing, and podcasting news, sign up to receive my weekly newsletter at thehappyworkaholic.com. I hope that your day continues to be happy, healthy, positive, and productive, and I'll talk to you again soon.